Trump announces $200 billion in deals with UAE. President Donald Trump announced more than $200 billion in additional investment deals secured with the United Arab Emirates on May 15 during his visit to Abu Dhabi, cementing the United States' partnership with the Arabian Peninsula nation. A previous agreement made in March with the country included a 10-year, $1.4 trillion investment framework targeting artificial intelligence infrastructure, semiconductors, energy, and manufacturing. The new Abu Dhabi agreements span industries critical to U.S. economic and national security, including aerospace, aluminum, artificial intelligence, energy, and nuclear technology, among others. A $60 billion oil and gas production expansion deal will contribute to lower energy costs, create skilled jobs in both nations, and reinforce U.S. energy leadership, said the White House. Holtec International and the UAE's industrial holding company are also investing $30 billion to build a fleet of small modular reactors, a new type of smaller-scale nuclear technology, starting in Michigan. Boeing and GE Aerospace secured a $14.5 billion deal to deliver airplanes to Etihad Airways, an investment that will support 60,000 American jobs, according to the White House. Emirates Global Aluminum agreed to pour $4 billion into a smelter facility in Oklahoma, the first of its kind in the United States in 45 years. The move is set to double U.S. aluminum production capacity and expand the local workforce by about 1,000 positions. A pivotal component of the agreements is a bilateral artificial intelligence pact that commits the UAE to invest in U.S. data centers. Additionally, the nations will partner to develop a massive AI data facility in Abu Dhabi with 5 gigawatts of capacity on a campus that spans 10 square miles, the largest outside the United States, according to a Commerce Department statement. Today's agreement is a testament to the ongoing collaboration between our countries in artificial intelligence. Sheikh Tamim bin Zayed Al Nahyan, chairman of the nation's Artificial Intelligence and Advanced Technology Council, said in a statement. Officials on both sides said the deal will prove mutually beneficial, with U.S. companies supplying the high-tech chips to run the data center. By extending the world's leading American tech stack to an important strategic partner in the region, this agreement is a major milestone in achieving President Trump's vision for U.S. AI dominance, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said in the statement. The deal also includes unprecedented commitments to align national security regulations with the United States, ensuring protections against the diversion of American technology to countries, like China, that are known to steal intellectual property. Long a vital commercial partner for the United States in the Middle East, the U.S. relationship with the UAE was galvanized by the Abraham Accords brokered during Trump's first term. The UAE's embassy posted on the social media platform X on May 14 that the partnership is fueling innovation, creating jobs, and fostering economic growth across industries. In 2023, the nation's foreign direct investment in the United States reached $35 billion, supporting over 33,000 American jobs, according to a statement from the White House. Bilateral goods trade in 2024 hit an estimated $34.4 billion, with the United States enjoying a $19.5 billion trade surplus, its third largest globally. These deals are part of a broader $2 trillion in economic commitments from the Gulf region, including $600 billion in investments from Saudi Arabia and $1.2 trillion in trade with Qatar. The latest agreements build on Trump's plans to channel capital into American innovation, jobs, and infrastructure at home while expanding U.S. market access in the Gulf and prioritizing national and economic security, according to the White House. While on his Middle East trip, the president also announced Thursday that another nearly $25 billion in investment was secured from American companies. Biopharma company Sanofi is responsible for $20 billion of the commitments, with a plan to invest in U.S. manufacturing, research, and development. Our expected investments in the will be substantial and will help ensure the production of key medicines, Paul Hudson, Sanofi's CEO, said in a statement. Kraft Heinz, known for making ketchup, macaroni and cheese, and other food products, announced $3 billion in investments to upgrade its manufacturing facilities across the United States.